Blog Talk Radio.
You shall consult. When the right cameras are still cramming in your face and it provoke. You to act mannish, just stay planet, cause you're reaping what you sow. Keep positivity in your heart and keep a noose from round your throat. And when you get mad and when you poke at it, just note, man, that iceberg is a reflection of you. When you renew your visions, you think you've had some Titanic. The fuck you would do to a critic, my nigga? Yeah, yeah, tell me when does cry, do you hear them love? Tell me who will afford. And they won't let me live, even when remorse that I give. When they gon' rejoice and forgive, tell me how I stay positive. When they never see good in me, even though I got good in me, don't mean he won't redeem me. No,
it seems that all the autumn leaves are falling. I feel like you're the only reason for it.
All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do.
Technique.
now, it'll take a while. I change the pace to complete the beat. I drop the bait to MCs get weak. For every road they trace, is a scar they keep. When I speak, they freak to sweat the technique. I made my debut in 86 with a melody in the president's mix. And now I stay on target and refuse to miss. And I still make hits and beats. Parties, clubs, and cars and jeeps. My underground sound vibrates the streets. MCs wanna beat, then I play for keeps. When they sweat the technique. Don't sweat the technique. Know how many rhymes have I ripped and wrecked, but researchers never found all the pieces that scientists try to solve the context. Philosophers are wondering what's next. Pieces took the lab to observe them. They couldn't absorb them, they didn't deserve them. My ideas are only for the audience ears. My opponents, it might take years. Pencils, pens, and swords. That is put together from a key to chords. I'm also a sculpture, born with structure. Because of my culture, I'm a great instructor. Technical style that'll be full of technology complete. Like the new heights after I get deep. You don't have to speak, just speak. And peep the technique. So don't sweat the technique. I speak in the street, cause talking cheap. Then I get deep in the beat, then complete. Bold with the beat, never weak, I believe. They never grow old, technique, become antique. Better than something brand new, cause it's original. In a while, style I have much more value. Classical, too intelligent to be radical. Masterful, never irrelevant, mathematical. Here's some souvenirs, souvenirs for all the years. The fourth, the source, the thoughts, and ideas. It's cool when you freak to the beat. Well, don't sweat the technique. Don't sweat the technique. Don't sweat the technique.
Have himself a ball of his ass and stuff. and order. What's really scary is just somebody's daughter. So don't come around trying to make a profit. I see your friends of another man, stop it. Cause you see you're a freak show of the town. And what I think you ought to do is when you end up in the casket. Sister, there's no need in speeding. She was doing ways before she started bleeding. What makes a bitch wanna act in this fashion? Pulled more stunts than my man Action Jackson. A real gold winner just like Bruce Jenner. Laid a bitch on the bed and then you run right in her. Pooba makes no mistake. She said, rock me tonight. And then she spreads the skin. The hoe was just a hoe, and that's without the controversy. She can make the red spring sing the song of mercy. Come on, touch, you can take a thousand dutch. Scrub that ass, and I still pass. You're living fast. Now see, it ain't no reason for you to be out here skeezing, cause it's not the season. So if you wanna live foul and be a dumb dude, a dumb, dumb bitch, well go ahead. You're living fast. Give a special shout to my DJ Alamo on the help out. And I'm out like that.
Sacroiliac, a mid-range migraine, cancer membrane. Sometimes I think I'm going insane. I swear I might hide. makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
Big Mac, fat folks, ecstasy capsules, presidential scandals, every everybody move. Two words, most death, K-West, hot shit. Calm down, get back, ghetto people got this. Game Paul, lock shit, jump Paul, cock shit. We won't stop shit, everybody move. Two words, BKNY, Bedside, too hard, too hungry, too many, that's why. These streets, no game, can't ball, don't play. Every traffic, one lane, everybody move. Two words, most death, blackjack, hot shit. Calm down, get back, ghetto people got this. Game Paul, lock.
Let's throw your hands up, hustlers, busters, boosters, hoes. Everybody fuck that, still know where to go. Still know where to go. And keep your hands up, hustlers, busters, boosters, hoes. Everybody fuck that, still know where to go.
Outside, worldwide, cause I rep that till I fucking die. One neck, two chains, one way, two gat. One wall, 20 plaques, dude say, give me that. I am limelight, blueprint, five mics. Go get it, rhyme like, should have been signed twice. Most imitated, Grammy nominated, hotel accommodated, cheerleader prom dated, barbershop player hated, mom and pop bootlegged it. Feel like it rained to the roof caved in. Two words, shot town, raised. Do I live by two words?
Fuck you, pay me.
Queen, Jesus, save me. You know how the game be. I can't let them change me. Cause on judgment day, you gon' blame me. Look, God, it's the same me. And I basically know now. We get racially profiled. Fucked up and hoes down. Pimped up and hoes down. Plus I got a whole city to hold down. From the bottom to the top, the only place to go now.
Let's throw your hands up. Busters, boosters, hoes.
You better speak with your burner. They eat, blow a reef through your car, my God. Two words, no guns, break arms, break neck, break back. Steven Seagal, free. Young boss, freshman of the rock. Put the beef in the pot, Jason for his dogs to brawl. And get the fly, better fend for yourself. How you screaming out four words, send for the law. Two words, freeway, slightly retarded. Fuck around, throw a clip in your heart.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Welcome. This is Coast to Coast. I'm your co-host, the Pearl of Negra. I'm hosting King Atterbury. How you doing tonight, King?
What's going on? I'm good out here. How you feeling tonight?
I'm feeling good. That music, yo, it takes me back. I'm telling you, you got no, it's, you got that it factor when it comes to this music, just taking me back to the old days. They were good days too, man. Good times, you know. I'm good.
That's what's up.
Tonight is the night.
What is your intentional relationship between your pen and your pad?
Oh, I love you. Oh, man, even just saying those words sounds dope. What is your intentional relationship between your pen and your pad? Oh, man, this topic right here should mean a lot to the poets out there, because this is what we are. We are pen and pad. My pen, personally, is like it's an extension of me. You know what I mean? Just what I've been through in life is everything in me. And my pen just tells my whole story. Even parts that I may be afraid to express, it's so easy when it comes down to my pen. Almost like an appendage attached to me. I'm locked to it. I'm bound to it. And I love it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Let me finish this introduction. It is a beautiful thing. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, and it is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got my Raw Links on. King, you got yours on?
Always rocking it. Always rocking
it. I know that's right.
How you like that?
Okay. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please, by all means, press that 1 and join us. Now, before I go any further, I want to give a big shout-out to a person who is a very good friend of mine, but he is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, he is also the CEO of Raw Links, those beautiful pieces of jewelry that we are talking about here. And in order to receive them or acquire them, I'm going to give you that info in just a second. But his name is Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Baby, baby, yeah. You can actually get these pieces of jewelry at rawlinksbraw@facebook.com. And if you cannot acquire them over there, please holler at any one of us here at Epiphany, and we will definitely make sure you get to adorn your body with a design of your choice or hits. King, like I was saying, this topic right here, I love these words. I really, really do. I think, man, so much can come out of them, you know, just reading them and saying them to yourself, your pen and your pad, man. I might use that as another pen name, pen and pad. I like that.
The pen pad.
Hey, that's what's up. I love this pen and pad. So, what is your intentional relationship between your pen and your pad?
It's love.
Say that
again.
You
know what I'm saying?
Well, oh, love. Okay. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh,
I can't express it no better than that.
I hear that.
The unique love that we have.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It is, man. It's not only a unique relationship, but it's unique to your particular character, your soul, your spirit, everything that comes with it, you know, is tied to you. So that's a beautiful thing. For me, like I told you, it's everything. It allows me. All right, so let me go back a little bit. Up until, let's see. I think I came to Epiphany in about 2018, like late in the year, and that'll make it going on, what, 5 years now? I didn't have a voice. My voice wasn't heard in poetry. I've always written, but I didn't express myself verbally to where people could hear me until I came to Epiphany. And my pen has actually gotten better so far being with Epiphany, because I learned from every last one of y'all as a poet. And I don't think I'll ever be separated from my pen or my pad, you know, because I just love the fact that I can express myself. I never knew how beautiful it could actually get, because a lot of my, most of my pieces before I came to Epiphany were just about heartbreak. I started seeing a different side of life. My eyes were open to different sides of life, different aspects of life when I finally started opening up my mouth and spitting. So my connection, my intentional relationship, it is absolutely intentional. And I intend on keeping it intentional. Man,
I know this.
I love this.
I feel like it's when I'm sitting right there, whether I'm typing something or, you know, pen hitting the pad, I feel like it's a music soul child connection. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a music soul child moment. You know what I'm saying? When he had that song Love, you know what I mean? That's what resonates with me when I think about this, when I say that it's a love relationship. You know what I'm saying? Like, love. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. It's a beautiful thing, man. I'm telling you.
I just love and enjoy writing. You know what I mean? So that's how I feel. I just feel the love. You know, loving life.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? That loving life. Joy.
Absolutely. It's a beautiful thing. I love it, Al. So we did do a show last night, and you went first. Would you like me to kick it off this time first, or you want to go ahead and go again?
Nah. you can kick it off.
All right. So,
this is yours.
This is more. Thank you. This is called How I Live Through My Words. The strange thing with me, I can always find the strength to help and teach people to shine on and to unfold the wings of their heart so that the true love in them can fly free as it's meant to again. And I don't do it looking for something in return. I know who I am. It's my charge. And I'm obedient. I have discernment. I'm a train wreck of emotions, completely filled with nothing but love. Because love is my strength, but it is also my weakness. I came to realize it at times when my mind and my heart aren't in the same space. And whenever I'm in pieces, I wander aimlessly, trying to find out how do I stop dropping them, because I have no one to help me pick me up. Wondering, is there anyone listening? How do I piece myself back together? That's when my angels tap me on my shoulder and I remember that I know God's way may sometimes seem dark, but sooner or later, they do touch the shine of that light deep inside. Everything is suddenly all right again. You just have to learn to see through the eyes of the universe. I guess what I'm trying to say is that it's lonely over here. And that's that peace.
You starting it off right tonight. I see that on that. You know who you got. You know who you got. Beautiful piece on that.
Thank you. You know, it's crazy because that's not the piece that I thought I was going to read. But once I started reading, I couldn't, like, stop and tell you, wait a minute, that ain't what I'm going to read. I just went ahead and spit it. But thank you for that, Kang. Now,
that was divine intervention.
I think so. I'm going to take it as that. I am going to take it as that. But why don't you, like, share some of that heavenly words that you got up in your arsenal on us? Because I know you brought some.
Right.
The mic is yours.
This piece is titled, Hold Up. Y'all stay hating while checking inside your mirror. I move around that energy, keeping my thoughts clearer. Build my chi to a level where your conscience cannot go. taking years for it to grow. Time for you is just slow. Walk amongst others that connect on higher planes. Only reason I seem strange because I'm hip to your games. So it's plain to see where you be on social media, suffering with a fever, looking and searching for a leader. Those family and friends I be around know how I get down. It's all love, smiles, and pics while y'all face be on the frown. Circus clown, participators, see you later, hater. I was born to be a cook, hanging with chefs and bakers. Play around with dough, make bread, and slice it properly. There is no stopping me, Amazon hold my property. Books on the shelf, written by me through a moniker. Some of my words fly over heads as if written by a foreigner. Gardener that plants seeds of thought, watching manifest. I only do my best to express and keep it fresh, King.
Yo, you said, wait a minute. I was trying to write down some lines, man, because you be dropping some gems. You said we be on social media looking for a leader, yo. That is so true. I'm telling you, there's so many people out here that they believe that what you see online is law. What people say is what it is. It's supposed to be that way. It's the truth. It's their lies. When it's like, how do people live like that? I don't understand.
They going back in time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like they AOL. They life is full of AOL.
It's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy. not AOL. Damn, yo. It's crazy because you know what? As much as I have been through, I've never needed a leader. Okay.
Right.
That's why I feel some type of way about these politicians and stuff. And when it comes to voting, I don't need nobody to tell me how to live, what I can and cannot do. Okay. I've never been that type of lost soul. Mine was different. And this piece tapped into something in me. That was dope, but we can talk about that later. It was really, really a dope piece. Thank you for that. Man, I'm about ready to open up this microphone, but real quick, because it's going on the 10 o'clock hour already, damn, let me do a station ID real quick, and then we'll come back and open up this first microphone.
Tiffany Radio.
All right, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. King, I'm ready for some more poetry. So I'm going to open up this. I'm going to open up this first caller's microphone. This is my diva, one half host of the Erotic Love Song, Mrs. VIP. Hey, diva, how you doing tonight? Welcome to Coast to Coast.
Hey, diva. I'm wonderful.
VIP.
How you be?
Good. Good. I'm good. You sound real, real like light and up and bright-eyed, and I don't know if I can say fishy tail this time of the evening, but you sound awfully cool. This is good energy. I love this. This is great energy. Man, what's going on with you, diva?
Nothing. Nothing much. I'm digging this topic, and I was like, wow, how can I groove to it? But, you know, got a little something. It's short, but I got a little something.
That's all right. Okay, there's no set rule that what you have to say has to be a certain amount of words or time or fill up space, okay? It is what it is. So with that said, Diva, I'm going to step down off the stage, adjust the microphone, and whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. My pad beckons to me. I cannot help but answer. See, our relationship is like Pavlov's dog. I can't not help but pick it up. There's always something to say, and my pen is always nearby. When the words flow, it's my intention to provoke thoughts of any emotion or feeling you may have. My relationship between the pad and the pen is strong, because I used to believe I couldn't write until the words wouldn't leave me alone. So I started this forever love affair with my pad and pen. I'm not there yet. I probably never will be, but I'm not where I was then. The goal is to deepen the relationship with my pad and pen. I may not have been writing long. Oh, I'm sorry, y'all. The goal is to deepen the relationship with my pen and pad. I may not have been writing long, but it's one of the best relationships I ever had. Now, that's that piece.
I like that. I was trying to write that down. I started this forever love affair, you said?
Mm-hmm. So that's what it feels like to me. You know, poetry evokes many emotions in somebody. You sit there like, one, you might hear something of conscious pieces, romantic pieces, erotic pieces, and just downright feel happy pieces. And that's what poetry is all about. It evokes, you know, it really makes you think about stuff or makes you happy, sad, whatever it is. So that's why my relationship with the pen and pad is so strong.
I know that.
Absolutely. I told you, King, this topic, those words right there, I think it means so much to us as poets and creatives, man. This is beautiful. And Diva, that was a beautiful piece. I loved it. You know, I am used to longer pieces from you. I have to
know,
put you on the spot. I'm so used to it. But it's still it's very powerful. You don't have to say a whole lot to be profound and make a point or make a statement in somebody's life, man. You could touch them with just a few words, and that'll be enough, you know. So that was a beautiful piece. But before we send you off, all right, King, I don't even know what the name of the lounge is. Do we even have one in here? This is my first time on Coast to Coast, so I don't know where I'm about to send it.
No, we keeping our feet on solid ground. We staying 10 toes down tonight. 10 toes
down. All right. All right, that'll work. But Diva, before I let you escape, can you please tell everyone what you have going on in the world of Epiphany Radio's universe?
Oh, absolutely. Every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m., my diva, La Pearl Negra, and I are in the erotic love zone. And I'm going to give you guys a little heads up. How about that?
Hey.
We want to know. Shall we do that? what do you think? Shall we just keep them on?
Give them just a tiny, tiny taste of it. You can. We'd be right back anyway. So come on.
Give
them a taste. Open them up to it.
We would like to know. Is sex ever sent you to the ER? So we're going to have some fun this week. So y'all come over and stay, hang out with us with some good music and some great poetry.
Oh.
And we're going to laugh. We're going to laugh. So y'all come on and join us next week.
I'm writing down little notes when I put my piece tomorrow. You know what I mean?
There you go. There you go. All right, Diva, thank you very much. Yes,
you're
yes.
Welcome.
All right. Thank you for coming. Stick around. We might spin the block and bring you back in here. All right.
So, I'm going to try, Diva.
All right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Yo, I loved it, man. I gotta say, I started writing a piece for this, but sometimes I got a lot of different things going on at one time, so I couldn't give it my full attention. But you best believe I'm gonna come up with some pieces for this alone. I'm gonna be writing to this for a long time, these particular words, because this is an intentional relationship between your pen and your pad. This is dope. Hey, y'all, this is really dope. Hey, King, you got another song up in there that we can listen to?
Come on. Dan Jackson, here we go. One time, baby, just tell me just how you feel. We living it and just giving it to you real. Baby, come on. Every time we crossing the borderline, we giving it to you, making you feel fine. Turn the heat up, better believe we're gonna shine. Make your body whine, baby, the pleasure is all mine. To my people, who be regulating the dance floor. Better step to your business and handle yours. How we do it? Making your people just went about to get busy, because you know that we always hit you off. What you say? You're wondering why you feeling the force. And don't you worry, because you'll be ready to flow. More heat, because I always have put you on. And go to spots at the very second I'm gone. Get your groove on. Now that you're tired, I hope your body be cooping, because we're keeping you moving. That's what we're doing, and you know we're gonna make your body wet. Burning and making your ass fry, baby, come on. Give you the shiver that make you quiver while I deliver the shit that hit you right in your liver. Always sound scanning, we never leaving you hanging. I'm always doing my thing and my music always be banging, so check it. You know we be always moving the crowd. Type of feeling that make you wanna go play it loud. What up? When we come and hit you, you best believe you really gon' get you. No matter whatever you wanna flaunt, cause we be whipping the babies and what you want. Here we go, painting the picture, we keep it hot in the winter. Now big up my people, you know I'm always with you. Flip mode, we blowing and taking over the planet. Full blast, hitting with Busta Rhymes. And you know we're gonna gonna make your body wet. Yeah. I wanna know where my live women are at. We gonna make your body feel wet. We gonna make your body say yeah. Everybody raise your hand real high. And let me see you all put them up in the sky. Come on, making my niggas to say, word up, and making you women to say, baby, come on, bringing it to you in many ways. We making it, taking you people right through another phase. Come on, we rocking it, baby, that's how we dropping it, baby. There ain't no stopping it, baby. I know we driving you crazy, and then we give it the greatest of all time. No matter what you do, baby, we gon' shine, and you know we're gonna.
Gentlemen, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to Coast. I'm your host, LaPearl Omega, and I'm co-hosting with the original J.W. Atterbury, a.k.a. King Atterbury, a.k.a.
Thank you, Lord Atterbury, a.k.a.
Prince.
I turned into Prince Atterbury.
Yo,
the man with most winning.
I hear that. Well, I'm ready for some more poetry. What about you?
Hey, that's what's up. Let's get into it. I mean,
all right. I got something else for you. This is called The Love I Now Have. Sitting in the lovely seclusion of my solitude, I came to the conclusion that I'm not everyone's cup of tea. Some I've left soured. Some just can't seem to get enough of the way that I taste. But I realize, but I release all negative thoughts and uninvited energy to the universe. And I no longer give samples of me. So no one gets to play with pieces of my heartache while I'm on the healing journey through my heartbreak. No more looking for a corner to go and lick my wounds in after they've scarred me. I'm not loyal to that disloyal shit no more. It's just a tempted temptation, so it isn't real to me. No longer part of my reality. No one welcomed me when I was in need of solace, comfort, love, and peace. So I ain't making no more excuses for the disappointment in my eyes. They better understand during their pillow talk. Call it what you want, but I found godly peace through my wisdom. I'm true to the love and that high for me. And that's that peace.
Beautiful, lovely peace. There you go. That's La Perla Negra, y'all. Better recognize.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, King. Look, so speaking of recognize, you know, why don't you give us some more of what you got?
All right. This piece is a dedication piece to my grandmother. I mean, she's no longer with us on the plane. The spirit remains, you know what I mean? It's called Me and You.
The mic is yours.
No one will ever, I'm sorry. No one will ever understand. Hold on, I lost my page. Sorry about that. No one will ever understand how you placed your love on me. All of the wonderful memories that reside inside of me. Although I miss you physically, but I keep your spirit close. You played a very important role, and I feel you in my soul. I think back as a child of all the times when we spoke, I had to grab hold of hope when you really tried to show what life has to offer, and also how it changed. We all go through ups and downs and gain sunshine from the rain. Oh, Lord, please touch me so that I can understand why you place your hands on Grams while she dealt with a circumstance. While I see the light of you within your view of what you do, please give me the strength to choose on how I handle what is due. Lean on the source, buries my all in prayer until I feel it in the air and know her presence is very near. Through the love of my family, friends, and others close, I praise God for every role and receive the Holy Ghost. And that's that peace.
What I'm talking about, that's what I'm talking about. You know, we're supposed to talk to the Creator all the time, you know,
right.
Not just when we feel like we're in trouble or we can't find another way, but all the time. So I'm really, really, you know, I like this piece for the simple fact that
you
are reaching out to the highest power. It is. You know, that's a beautiful dedication to your grandmother, too. Really, really like that a lot. Man.
Yeah, I appreciate
that. Yo, it's 10. It's 3 minutes to 10 already. We just be flying through. I'm telling you. It's like we just started the show.
Always fly, you know what I'm saying? We go there, take a day and go there. I mean, with all this we got going on, and what I said earlier about, you know, how I feel about the intentional relationship between my pen and pad, I'm gonna go there with a song.
Okay.
I ain't even gonna call it out. I'm just gonna play it.
Okay.
I'm afraid I don't know how, 'cause there's a possibility that you look at me differently, love. Ever since the first moment I spoke your name, from then on I knew that by you being in my life, things were destined to change. 'Cause love, so many people use your name in vain. Love, those who have faith in you sometimes go astray. To know you, longing for your kiss,
for
your
kiss,
touch,
for your
feel,
touch,
your presence. Many nights I've cried from the things you do, felt like I could die from the thought of losing you. I know that you're real, with no doubts and no fears and no questions.
Oh,
Yeah.
Man, that is so, so true. So many people use your name in vain. Oh, my God. They use it, that term, I love you and love, so loosely that sometimes it just, it doesn't feel the same when people that are genuine with it actually say it to you sometimes, because you hear it so much. Like, I don't use it. If I don't care about you, I don't love you, I ain't gonna tell you. Okay, honestly. And I have a extremely large heart. I have a basic love for humanity, but there are people in my world that I keep in my world, such as my Epiphany family. I love every last one of y'all. I really do. But outside of that, there's a select few that I use that term with. I don't throw it around because I know what it feels like to have it said to me, but it was empty. You know what I mean? You believe people really, truly do love you, and they're just saying it just because it's common to say, or it's more like a fad to them, you know? So,
yeah.
And I used to put people to the test when they said that to me, like, yeah, it wasn't my intentions, you know, when they first said it, but I was in a very naive state because I longed for love. I hadn't experienced it, not from someone giving it to me. So when they said it to me, I took it to heart. And later on, believing that, I would go to them for something, and I would see it was just a snake shit in his skin. That's all. You know what I'm saying? So,
I know that's right.
I don't use that term not that often. I'll tell y'all every day because I mean it. But
you can't lose me. I'm like, you know, man, even if you don't say something like you love them, you know what I'm saying, you can show that, express that, and they'll know that.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying, that it's authentic, you know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And you know what they say, you got to show and prove. You got to show and prove, you know what I mean? Like,
show,
you know,
I tell them all the time, I'm like Missouri, the show me state. It's show and prove, I'm trying to tell you. That's the way it is.
Okay.
We still got my diva up in here, and as promised, she stuck around. I believe she has something else beautiful for us to listen to, so I'm going to open her mic back up.
Yeah.
My diva. Hey. I love calling you. I love addressing you as a Mrs. now. It just rolls off the tongue so nicely.
Oh,
yes.
This is
okay. So, Diva, what else do you have for our listening pleasure tonight?
Well, you know, this was a prompt from somewhere, probably to get down, talking about our poetic egos, our alter egos. So, right. I'm gonna lay that one on you.
All right. Well, the mic is yours.
Thank you. My poetic ego is a mild one when I'm cool, but when I feel sexy, I let my sultry voice do the talking with some intelligent conversation. For from around, I'm going to let my verses do you. I don't have time to school you. So let me tell you what it means to be Ms. VIP. See, I create rhymes, verses to make poetry, whether short or long, whatever topic. If I feel it deeply, I'm coming in strong, especially if it's our history. I'm sexy as you know what. Some call me the voice, and I am humbled, yet I aim to please. So dig this. I'm so sexy and sultry, I'll bring you to your knees. My poetic ego will make you dream, but there's only one that can make me scream. You may be thinking I'm a very important person. Perhaps I am. Yet let me brag, I am a very insightful poet. My aura is a beautiful blue, just like me, radiating positivity as I walk and talk the talk. My lips speak peace and love, creating prayers to the one above. that I never run out of words to say. And I'm just letting you know I'm not going anywhere. Ms. VIP is here to stay. And that's that piece.
Oh, shit. Ooh. Get him, Steven. Great King.
Letting it be known. That was wonderful. It definitely was.
Yes, yes. Go ahead, Diva. I don't remember that one, but I like it. I'm still just VIP. It's here to stay. I know that's right. I know that's right. Yes. I like that. All right. Put your little ego. Down, girl. Get him. I love it. I love it. Oh, man. Thank you for sticking around and giving us, you know, you bless us every time you get on the mic. You really such a beautiful voice and your great personality. My Diva, King, you got the, I don't know what it is you said, King, but I'm about to send her off. Just say 10 toes down and keep it off the ground.
She just walking through life 10 toes down. You know what I mean? That's how we all got it. We
got to
walk through, like,
take two, Dan. All right. I feel you on that. We stay grounded. All right. Well, with that, Diva, I'm going to say stay grounded. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow. That was dope. I don't remember hearing that piece, but it's cool. You know, that's my Diva. You know, we can't hear everything we always got to say, but that was dope. I love that. I really love that. Yeah. Man. Well, I tell you what, I'm going to do another station identifier real quick because it is 10 minutes after the 10 o'clock hour as we speak, and we are about due for one. So it's going to be a short one.
You're listening to
the Epiphany Radio, Real Entertainment Network.
Your number one station in town.
This is Tony, and we're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. As the snippet said, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press that 1 to join us. Well, King, I got some more poetry to spit. If you got some more poetry to spit, we can get this thing crack.
That's right. I'm right next door. Okay. Friendly neighbor.
I hear that. All right, so I guess I'll start off with this piece. My patience is causing me to heal. They say release, heal, grow, become. Release what weighs you down and allow yourself to heal from the damage done so you can thrive and grow in your new space and become whatever it is that you want to be loved. Stop trying to be perfect because your imperfections are perfect for the heart that's meant to love you. Through all of this, I had to learn that some journeys are meant to be taken alone and that picking out shards of tiny pieces of my heart blurred my vision and kept me missing what was necessary for me in love. Now that my healing is taking place, how do I keep from damaging love? The love in my heart just wants to free fall into happiness, but the logic in my mind tells my eyes to look beyond everything that I feel. And spirit within tells me that no matter how hard the battle is between them, my heart will always win. Because love guards your heart. That's that peace.
We ain't even going to give you no snaps on that. We're going to give you the clothes.
Oh, well, thank you.
You deserve an encore.
Thank you. Thank
you. You're welcome.
I know you still got, you know what, I already know. I see how often you write, and it's like your pen never separates from your pad. So I already know you got something ready for us. So without further ado, I'm going to stand back, get off the stage. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is titled Wherever. Enjoy the world in all its glory, speaking of Mother Earth. There's another different turf where I explore what's really worth. Moments that is designed to hold peace, love, and happiness. Destroyed was all the madness. I placed smiles on sadness. Walking inside of fields that keep open dreams of joy. Allowing the heart to grow and pick up feelings that are deployed. Bodies rejuvenated from the power of sun rays. That when you match another soul, eyes gazed on holy faith. Relax inside of time and space without a worry. The only monetary moment that carries and cares for me. Silver lining in clouds that I'm placing my head upon. When the air pocket is worn, I'm gone till I'm reborn.
I'm steady talking. All right. See, it sometimes it works better if you take yourself off of mute, Danielle. Love your pieces, man. I sometimes I can't find enough, as they say, quote unquote, flowers to give you or your pieces, because I never hear you repeat the same line in any of your pieces. They're all different. They're all unique, and they all are very, very profound, you know. And I like it because you speak about life, period, you know. Dope piece. We keep this thing going. I got another piece for you. Want to run through another song?
Let's get it to it. You know what I'm saying? We right there. Ashford and Simpson style, Marvin and Tammy.
Okay.
All right. Larry, they give us the poetry granny.
You hear that for real? Flashy, put your hand up if you heard that.
Yeah, bigger than
he in here. He in here with us. All right, so this piece is called No More Scarring. Yet my heart still smiles at the thought of you. You never ask me what I need, yet you always seem to send the opposite. And your words are beautiful, but they're also empty. I'm always alone after you speak. So tell me, how much room is the heart supposed to leave for disappointment? 2%? 10%, 50%, 100%, what? What do you do when you're drawn to who brings uncertainty? I'm wild at heart, so my soul will always hear the call of the wild. And my free spirit wants more than anything to run with it. There's something untamed about you, and it pulls me in, but you leave me unsure, and I fear my heart being caged by uncertainty. I have to face what I choose. So if I let you in, if I let you have me, it may leave a scar. So sorry, got enough of them already. That's that piece.
Yeah, LaPrell and Negra do the damn thing.
Thank you.
Beautiful pieces you spent tonight. Beautiful pieces. I mean,
appreciate
you getting it in.
I appreciate that. And what else you got for us?
All right. This piece is untitled, so I'm just going to go right in with it.
Mic is yours.
My skin. Oh, I'm sorry. My skin doesn't change around cultures that are opposite. No matter how my spirit gets or the way that I arm a chick, paint pictures with my words thoughts from heaven do exist. Clouds of discussion put the conversation in a cushioned kiss. So I open up the charge, my embodied essence deep. Can't look inside of me if I'm not who I'm supposed to be. Therefore, exploit my actions because my words already heard. Whatever you prefer, you deserve, let move a herd. Chips are stacked high, I bring it back on the replay. The same guy that is okay can open gates on any date. If she older, open soda, slightly younger, curl hunger. Same age, same pay, same ways, we are bringing the thunder. Ferry back to Delaware where we drive to a new spot. One thing I like a lot, separate us from the dot. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about right there. Oh, man. God, excuse me, I have issues with my allergies and my sinuses start bothering me, so I'm a little stuffy. I got y'all. I ain't going nowhere. Hey, Glenn, you got another song for us?
Yeah, I'm about to do it. We gonna go to Philly this time.
Uh-oh. All right, bring it.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh, oh. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Need a little help, y'all. Yes, I do. Need a little help. Say it, boy.
Need some help, y'all.
Gotta change the world. What it used to be.
Yeah.
Change
Everybody, yeah, that's a timeless class right there. That is timeless. Man, yeah, Miss Teddy, man. That's definitely the sound of Philadelphia. That's what they call it, the sound of Philadelphia. That's what's up.
Yeah, I had to go that direction. I said, yo, Philly in the building, let me throw this in the air. That's a classic right there. Can't go wrong with that joint.
Absolutely, absolutely. Let me give out this dial-in number one more time. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, and this is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press 1 and join us. Now, it is actually going on 10:28, just about 10:30, and you have a half an hour to get up in here and join us in this conversation and this beautiful poetry that we share with you tonight. Got up until 10:59, and the Blog Talk lady, she ain't got no chill. She will cut you off at the knees, okay? Make sure you get in here before then. King, I'm really enjoying myself, you know, going back and forth with this poetry. Think I may have another piece up in here, but we got another caller just came in here. So what I'm going to do is open up their mic first and see what's going on.
Yeah, let's see what's really good.
Absolutely. We got area code 214. Welcome to Coast to Coast. Who do we have on the mic?
You know, some people call me Villain, but you can call me Jay Walker.
Hey, Jay Walker.
What's going on, bro?
What's going on, man? I forgot to get back with you, man. I'm at work. I said, man, let me step off the floor and show a little love real quick. And, you know, I'm here.
Hey, that's what's up, bro. Appreciate you, man.
Absolutely.
Man, I got a couple. I caught a couple of pieces, man. I see y'all out here really doing y'all thing tonight. I mean, I won't even say I'm impressed or surprised. I would say I expect nothing but greatness from you two when y'all spit.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, I'm a fan of yours anyway, you know, so.
No, that's it.
It's
actually been a minute, man, since I've even written. It's been about a good month. And then a lot of pieces that I write, man, I don't even revisit them until I do a show like this or, you know, something like that. I got to get better at that because a lot of times I can read something that I wrote and you'll surprise the hell out of me sometimes. I'm like, damn, I wrote that?
It gets like that. But that's it's, you know, it's amazing when we can impress ourselves with our own people.
Right.
Just shows
right.
How far
man, you know, I think, man, that, you know, I think we all write with the same people. You know, when you read something that, you know, that you wrote, and you're like, damn, that man, that sounds like some Van Meadows would have wrote. Or that sounds like some J. Rob would have said. You know, just things like that. When you sit back and you're like, man, this don't even sound like me. So we're so close-knit, and I don't think a lot of people really understand that, man. In this poetry world, man, some of us that, you know, that talk to each other, man, it's really a family. We're really, even though we don't talk to each other every day, we don't see each other, we're so close with this pen.
Mm-hmm. You are absolutely right. I do that a lot. I recognize certain things that I may write, and I sit back, I'm like, yo, that sounds like such and such. But that's all right, because I like it. I'm going to keep it, you know. So you're right. And as far as us, you know, you stepping back for a month or so or for however how long it is, poetry is timeless. So you'll never be forgotten, and it's all the door is always open to you. So, you know, it is what it is. Life happens,
right.
And sometimes it gets like that. You know, it's still beautiful. Right. Life is still to be there. You know, so it's all right.
Hey, that's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of it, man. It'll always, no matter how long you take a break, man, it'll always be there waiting for you when you get back like you never left.
That's right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's awesome. So I want to ask you the question of the night. What is your intentional relationship between your pen and your pad?
The intentional relationship. I would say that it's the relationship between my pen and pad is absolute. They're like soulmates. They were meant for each other. You know, if you look at different relationships, people are people. Even though we're all people, and even though we all, you know, two legs, two mind, one mind, you know, even though that is what it is, your soulmate is your soulmate. My pen is made for my pad. It's like you may be made for this man or you may be made for that woman. I'm made for my wife. My pen and pad are married. They are made for each other.
Absolutely.
My take on it.
Oh, I love that answer. I love that. They're soulmates. I like something
else.
They
existed long before I even could pick up a pen and pad. They were destined to be together.
Oh. Yeah, that. Oh, wow. That's beautiful. Thank you for that. Hey, oh, man. That's awesome. I'm anxious to hear what your pen and pad created tonight, too.
You know what? Let's unpack this thing. Let's see what's in there. I'm scrolling, and I think with what I just said, I think that I got the perfect piece for what I just said, so. Looking
at us
diving into it when you're ready.
All right. Well, okay. I'm going to step down off the stage and adjust the spotlight, and the mic is yours.
All right. Ah, my God, you are beautifully made. Like you were born under the willow tree, somewhere in the Everglades, pollinating around me. Without you, I cannot breathe. Chocolate with a hint of pomegranate. Every drop of your passion fruit, I take full advantage. I ain't gonna lie. You got me thinking about paisley purple ring-infused turquoise lavender inside peacock feathers, a patch of boutonnieres pinned on coat lapels, bouquets mixed with wildflowers and daffodils, yellow dandelions with us in front of family and friends, releasing these doves as we say I do. When the wind blows, yeah, it's melancholy. It's like a smooth jazz tune by Miles Davis. Warm, innocent like breast milk. Pass me your sippy cup as I take a sip and take your essence. My soul mingles with your effervescence, fertilizing the field as we lay in green pastures. The moon illuminates the lightning bugs flutter around what's happening, flowing like a waving flag. Seasick, this love waves, we're crashing. Light from the lighthouse guides us to shore. Rose petals greet us. And a candlelight in the window. My God, you are beautifully made. It's like you were born under a willow tree somewhere in the Everglades. And that's that piece.
Damn.
Yo,
can
bro.
Can you go first? I got a couple of things to say.
What do we got?
King, you can go ahead first. I was trying to write some stuff down.
Yo, your pen game is insane, bro. You know what I'm saying? Dope ass poet, man.
Hey, man, I appreciate it, man. I want to be included in the same sentence with you guys, but that's it.
Hey, you did.
Wow, I take that as a high compliment. I've been a fan of yours since I first heard you and read your pieces, man. And that's been a good while. But this piece that you just did, it's absolutely, it's amazing. Your wordplay is crazy, but it's like, it's so much in this visual of this piece. You know, it's colorful. I can see the colors. I can see, I'm a very, very visual person. I can see and I can hear the birds. I can see the leaves being, you know, a breeze, a gentle breeze, you know, going through the leaves. I can see the colors of the plants, the flowers, and I swear I can smell life happening in the natural way of things in this piece. It's beautiful. Oh, my God. I love it. Wow.
Thank you. I think writing for me is more or less like painting a picture. I want you to be able to see, to visualize the things that's going on. Because what you're visualizing is actually what I see when I'm writing. So it's almost like a, in the beginning stages of rap, you have rappers and you have storytellers. And so for me, I just want to be in that category with not just a rapper, but like a storyteller. So not just a poet, but a storyteller. I want to tell a story when I write.
Absolutely. Oh, I'm right there with you. I think I am more of a storyteller with my pieces because I, too, love to give a visual. And the way that I write, I want the person, the listener, to be right there. I want them to feel the breeze on their skin. I want them to smell whatever is coming across in the air. I want them to hear the leaves being tickled by the wind, all of that. I want them to see the grass moving and see the clouds going across, all of that. I want them in there. And when I do my erotic pieces, I want them to actually feel the kisses that are being placed on their skin. You know what I mean? To see the sweat running down the arm, all of that. So I get it. I'm such a visual person. So I definitely get it. And I have so much respect for your work, man. And you just come up with these pieces that are so amazing. And I'm a happy camper. You done called in here tonight. This is my first time hosting on this. You know, I'm standing in for one of the hosts of the show. And this has definitely been it's been a pleasure. Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely an honor, man, when somebody like King hits you up, man, and asks, could you be a part of it? And you find a way. You make a way to be a part of it. And I do appreciate it. I mean, because you could have reached out to anybody. And you hit me up, man. For that, I say thank you.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. Always, man. Always.
Hey, for sure. Definitely. I'm definitely hit both of y'all up. I got so much going on in my brain and so many things that but I gotta get one done that I'm really working on that I kinda put a hold on it. But you know, once I get deeper into it, man, I'm gonna reach out to you guys, man, because like I said, I feel like we're all in this together. And it's no one thing I love about poetry, man. I love about poets, and I haven't ran across one of them yet. It's no jealousy. It's no hatred for the next poet, man. It's all love, and it's always, you know, because it's enough words for all of us. And I'm so happy to be a part of this this family, this community, because, you know, like I said, I haven't ran into any hatred on any one of my pieces. And, you know, even if you didn't like it, I mean, it was always a respect, you know, mm-hmm. given. It was never any disrespect towards me or my words, man. So, hey, as long as I got breath in my body, man, and I'm going to keep writing, man. I write for the DMs. And when I say that is, I write for the DMs. I write for the people whose lives that you touch and you don't know it. And they're too afraid to see it on your post. They're too afraid to reach out, for the court of public opinion. So they hit you up in your DM and tell you how your words affected them, how you saved their lives, how you felt like, how they felt like I was talking to them and I, you know, I told their story, and they just say thank you. So I write for the DMs.
That's what's up.
Oh, that's beautiful. You know, I totally understand. I agree with what you're saying, because it's not easy to put yourself out there, for one. But poetry is also, it's a safe haven, because we all got a story to tell. We all have something to say, but not everybody can actually say what it is that they want. And for you to say that, to write for people that haven't found their voice or they're afraid to speak up, that right there is so huge. Because there are a lot of people that stay hidden behind the scenes because they're afraid to be put on the spot or just to expose themselves. And with you doing that for them, that lets them know this is a safe space. You're okay. Come on in. You know, I got you. That's
correct.
A beautiful thing. That's really
man. I ain't no spring chicken, so I mentioned this before. I don't know. You guys remember the old song back in the late '80s, had to be late '80s. It was a rap song, Self Destruction.
Yep, Self Destruction.
Yeah, no doubt.
Man, I feel like I honestly want to do a poetry piece with all of you guys, man, based on something similar to that.
Okay.
I think it'll be so powerful, you know, if we all just kind of a small video and we somehow put it together. From wherever you're from, there's a ghetto in every city. There's a hood in every city. I think, man, we could reach so many people if we did that.
Do you know how huge that would be? The power behind that? Man, I am with it. Oh, we got to spread the word about this. Okay, this has to go beyond this talk show right now.
Right. And it don't have to be, your verse don't have to be super long, but long is powerful. I just want to just be able to, I feel like there's so many people, so many youngsters that we can reach with these words that, you know, we got to at least try it. I think we got to at least try it.
Absolutely. I'm with it. I'm all in. I am all in.
I'm going to definitely start working on the foundation for it. If you guys got any ideas, any feedback, any houses, I'm like I said, I'm starting from scratch, man. So if y'all got anything to add, let me know, hit me up, and let's put this thing together.
Absolutely, I'm gonna spread the word for sure.
You can do the
problem. Absolutely,
yes,
I'm gonna focus. Yes, this is gonna be big. This is really, really going to be big. It's so many powerhouse poets out there that have something to say.
Exactly.
Oh,
I mean, because you have Self-Destruction, but then you have We All in the Same Game, and nothing has been done since those two songs. And this is poetry. Right. This is us just speaking to our children, man, speaking to our people. So, man, I think this would be very powerful if we can pull this off.
I know it well.
However long it takes.
However long it takes.
Hey, sounds like we got a game plan. Man, I'm going to get off of here. Like I said, I'm at work. I just stepped off the floor for a minute to fellowship with you wonderful people. And, hey, man, let's put this together, man. Let's make this powerful.
Oh, we're going to make it do what it do. Thank you so much, Jay, for coming through.
Mm-hmm.
As King said, stay grounded. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Peace.
Yo. Oh man, that was a pleasant surprise. It really, really was, man. I am such a fan of Jay. And I really am, and I love what he just put out there. I'm definitely going to put the word out. You know how big that would be if we all came together and put a piece of us into that? That would be a major, major collab. Oh my God, that's gonna go down in history as one of the great things, man. That's amazing. Indeed. I'm honored to be, you know, brought into something like that, to be a part of it. Oh.
Yeah.
Awesome. So all right, King, it is going on. I think we got about 18 minutes. Before the 11 o'clock hour, then Blog Talk gonna shut us down. I got more poetry. I know you got more poetry.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I'm right there with you. It ain't an issue.
Yes. I'm gonna do this piece, if you don't mind. It's called.
All right, let's go.
Thank you. It's called One Heart. My heart loves because my mind. Thank you. My heart loves because my mind thinks and is considerate because my soul is a beautiful soul. And that soul thrives best. And the soul that. Oh, wait a minute. Let me start over. I'm losing my place, y'all. See? My heart loves because my mind thinks and is considerate. Because my spirit chose a beautiful soul, and that soul has learned that there isn't anything colder than a cold shoulder in a beautifully created world filled with souls that thrive on negativity and love of chaos. Everyone can handle honesty. It's just that people don't want to deal with the repercussions and response from being honest, so they would rather lie to avoid it. But see, I don't say things to spare feelings. I say things in the way that I want you to receive it. Because it isn't the frame that defines you by this, but they judge anyway. Tearing down and scarring pieces of you, all because they want a distraction from their truth. They want to destroy your beautiful while living under the umbrella of a pretty little lie. But I say, why be scared of fire when you're a phoenix? Go for it, but don't lose control. Learn how to tame your fire, because love and fear, anxiety and excitement are two sides of the same coin. It's all about choice. So never mind them. Let the old you die. Walk through that fire of renewal and understand that you will stand out effortlessly, regardless. And that's that piece.
That's right. Effortless. I mean, talk that talk, girl. Let the world know how you
do. I don't even remember writing that piece. I think that's the very first time I ever read that, so it kind of threw me off a little bit. I think I would have read it a little bit smoother if I had looked at it and read it to myself first, because I kind of remember jotting down a little bit, but I don't really remember writing this whole piece. It is what it is. Yeah. It's out there now.
A lot of times that's how I feel about pieces I haven't read in a long time. And I'm like, how could I even see this piece? I'm like, I'll be like stuck a little bit. I'm like, I got to keep going over it. And when I'll be like, okay, that's how I wrote it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I understand. Believe me, I understand. Yes. So, are we going to get another piece out of you, or are we going to get another song? How are you going to do this?
I'm going to drop this piece, and then we'll drop that song. I mean, this is another piece.
The mic is yours.
Untitled. All right, thank you. This piece is untitled. So I'm going to go right here. It's no wonder I keep a feeling happy inside my body. From my sight, no one can rob me, my activation probably. One out of a million on top of a landfill chilling. Never know if I am stealing or dealing maybe the feeling. If I'm doing the most, allow my personality to enjoy the glow that illuminates the city. My capture of this moment in time is priceless. Let's open up a window where we both find kindness. It's the world in my life of things to be proud that mystical and magical presence exists in contact. Smile at the ambiance, attraction of different love. Looking down at the city from way up above. Nights like this don't occur too many times. You have to embrace the view and big hug the signs. Beautiful as it is, and it looks to be bright and stunning, when I absorb the moon rays, its elements are really glazed. So lovely to see a time moving me. I like music, inspired and feeling lucid off my thoughts. My heart can use it. That's that piece.
So, did you say when you absorb that light, what was that line?
When I absorb the moon rays, its elements are glazed. Yeah.
I like that line right there. Wow, that was a beautiful piece, man. Oh,
thank you. I appreciate it. Yours as well. We rocked it out tonight. Love the night.
Yeah.
Just give me the night.
Oh, see, that's my joint right there. Yes, I'm such a fan of Joe Benson. Stop playing, man. Oh, wow. I'm going to have to go to my archive and play that song. Like,
oh, that's right.
Speaking of songs.
You know, it's a quiet storm.
Okay.
Through it all, man. Blood, sweat, and tears. Niggas dead and shit. The fuck else could happen, yo? I don't think much more, son. I don't know, yo. You know, seen it all and been through it all, yo. Yes, I feel right now. Yo, the mother for real.
Between B, baby.
True.
Yo, blowing it with rusty ass German things. Giving the double as I motherfucking claim the fame. Throwing your wetsuit when it rains and pours and all. Hitting with the fall, don't even know me from a hole in the wall. Get at me, just wanna clap me. Snitches wanna rap me, put it right where they back be. Keep my thuns close to me, enemies even closer. Sending kites with the Motorolas, yo. Give them the cold shoulder with a hollow tip to match. Bad apple out of the bat, obsessed with gas. Since a little dude eating full buck 50s. You can kill me, but they coming with me. How about that? Send the queen bee to attack. Only your fly like that can leave them relaxed. Rock them to sleep, make them think the drama is dead. Yo, I smile up in your face when I'm fighting instead.
To make you feel, dump them in the club. Have you out and out when it bumps it. Rub to your ears from the war uncut. Have an OD, cause it's never enough. Yo, it's the real. To make you feel, dump them in the club. Have you out and out when it bumps it. Rub to your ears from the war uncut. Have an OD, cause it's never enough. Hot damn hole, here we go again. Light as a rock, hard as a this is not for blocks, through hard tops in the parking lot. Where my rock like the fuck a lot. My book launched out, speak for itself. Like a wrestler, another notch under my belt. The embezzler, chrome treasurer. The UNO competitor, I'm 10 steps ahead of ya. I'm a leader, yeah, I'm some following shit. Coming in this game on some modeling shit. It sucks just to get to the top. I put 100% in every line I drop. It's the Q to the B with the M-O-B-B. Queensbridge, Brooklyn, and we D-double-E-P. What? Yeah, I wish I lived the life I live. And yo, Prodigy, tell them what this is done. Yo, it's done. The real. To make you feel, dump them in the club. Have you out and out when you bump this drug. To your eardrum, the war uncut. Have an OD, cause it's never enough. Yo, it's the real. To make you feel, dump them in the club. Have you out and out when you bump this drug. To your eardrum, the war uncut. Have an OD, cause it's never enough.
I can never get enough of it. Yo, that's my... I need that to boost my adrenaline. Yo, rock that. That real life makes me wanna thug it. Makes the projects love it. We come through like shit. Yo, want problems? Pursue it. Let's do it. Infamous small bosses. Check out the portrait at the round table. My thun speaker with his twin ghost is gangsta. How we rock while you watch. Attracted to our style. This is how we get down. With big jewelry and big snuck. We get busy. It get grisly. Beat bloody twists. We get frontin'. Get to running. For the Miz get to dumping. The fans get to thumping. M.O.B.V. Got the whole spot jumping. When my step in the place, damn, you gotta love it.
To make you feel. Dump them in the club, have you out and out when you bump this drug. To your eardrum, the war uncut. Have an OD, cause it's never enough. Yo, it's the real. To make you feel. Dump them in the club, have you out and out when you bump this drug. To your eardrum, the war uncut. Have an OD, cause it's never enough.
Real, baby. Hip-hop.
Wow, King, this was one heck of a show. Two nights in a row, man.
Definitely.
And time just be flying with us, yo. I'm so grateful, and I appreciate you, you know, asking me to ride shotgun with you. You know, I've never had a problem with it, and I really enjoy myself. And I just want to say thank you.
Appreciate it, too. Well, thank you. You're welcome. Hey, we rock it out, you know what I'm saying, all the time, and that's what's up, you know what I mean? Very, very good show. Dope. As you saying, who? Dope as fuck.
Okay. That's what's up. All right. Close this out then. You want to close it out with another song or just leave it as is? Say,
yeah, I'm gonna throw it out there like this. We're going to go... See you rockin' sales movement. We out of here. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in.
Right.
I reminisce.
Spell or shall I say think back 22 years ago to keep it on track. The birth of a child on the 8th of October.
Like
a toast, but my granddaddy came sober. Count all the fingers and the toes. Now I suppose you hope the little black boy grows. 18 years younger than my mama. But I really got beaten cause the girl loved trauma. In single parenthood there I stood. By the time she was 21 had another one. This one's a girl, let's name her Pam. Same father as the first but you don't give a damn. Irresponsible, plain not thinking. Papa said chill, but the brother keep winking. Silly won't down, you would tear out your hide. On your side while the baby make a slide. But mama got wise to the game. The youngest of five kids, hun, here it is. After 10 years without no spouse, mama's getting married in the house. Listen, positive over negative, for the woman a master. Mother queen's rising a chapter. Deja vu, tell you what I'm gonna do. When they reminisce over you, my God. When I date back, I recall a man off the family tree. My right hand, Papa Doc, I see. Took me from a boy to a man, so I always had a father. When my biological didn't bother taking care of this, so who am I to pick up? Not a bad ticker, but I'm clocking Pop's liver. But you can never say that as life is through. Five kids at 21, believe he got a right to. Here we go while I check the scene with the Portuguese lover at the age of 14. The same age, front page, no fuss. But I bet you all you know they live longer than us.
That's right.
Never been seen now. that's where you're born. But give the man a taste and he's gone. Not no sleep to a jazz tune. I can hear his head banging on the wall in the next room. I get the pillow and hope I don't wake him. Yeah. This man, the guts, hear it all in verbatim. Telling me how to raise my boy unless he's taking over. I said, pop, maybe when you're older. We laughed all night about the hookers at the party. My old man standing yelling, good God almighty. Use your condom, take sips of the brew.
That's right.
When they reminisce
right.
over you, for real.
For real, baby. Like that. We for real.
I reminisce so you never forget this. The days are way back, so many bear witness to fitness.
Yeah.
Take the first letter out of each word in this joint. Listen close as I prove my point. He to the R-O-Y, how did you and I meet in front of big Lou's fighting in the street? But only you saw what took many time to see. I dedicate this to you for believing in me. Rain or shine, yes, in any weather.
Yeah.
My grandma Pam holds the family together. My Uncle Doc's the greatest, better get the latest. If we're talking about a car, Uncle Sterling got the latest.
Yeah.
I strive to be live because I got no choice and run my own business like my aunt Joyce.
Yeah.
So Pete Rock hit me, enough respect you when they reminisce over you. Listen.
Listen. Just listen. Listen. To the funky song. As I rock on. And that word is born. To the one and only. Never be another. He was my brother. Trouble T. Roy. Like that, y'all. And it don't stop.